An Tafsin ein Base, Rav Baruch Shimon Banet, Tfilis Avos Tikna.
Yoyin Chamishi B'Shabbos. Today is the fifth day of the week. However, in the chronology of Yitzias Mitzrayim, today is Yoyin Shishi. Today is the sixth day after Yitzias Mitzrayim, after Klal Yisrael left from Mitzrayim. Rashi tells us in Parshas Yishalach that in the order of events that happened at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael escaped from Mitzrayim. And for 3 days, Pari thought that perhaps it's Taket true. And then on the third day, they realized that something was amiss. And they came and told Pari, Ve'yoyim ho'revi, u'bachamishi u'bashishi rotzu achreyem. On the fifth day and the sixth day after the Yitzhiyah, the Mitzriim pursued Klal Yisrael. And what happened during that chase? Shteitin Torah, u'paroi hikriv, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael aseinayim, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisei acherim, Klal Yisrael lifted eyes and they saw that they were being pursued by the Mitzrayim. Vayisaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. So Klal Yisrael cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi, what's the meaning of the word Vayisaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem? Tofsu umnes avoisom. They took hold, that's the literal translation of Rashi, the trade, the profession of their forefathers. And Rashi goes on to enumerate the various places where we see that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Klal Yisrael, in a similar manner, they found themselves in a difficult strait. And Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. So Hayoyim Yoyim Shishi is the day where we have to focus a bit on the concept of Tofsu Umnes Avosam. So I want to spend a few minutes discussing the musig of Tfilois Avos Tiknum, and perhaps we'll get back to this Rashi later on. The Gemara says in Maseches Brochus, there's a machloikis, what's the source of our Tfilois, of our Shemoneh Esrei, our Tfilat Ha'Amidah? Itma Reb Yosi Reb Chanina Omar Tfilois Avos Tiknum. Tfilois were instituted by Aviseinu HaKadoshim, Avraham Tzav Yaakov. Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Tfilois keneged tmidim tiknum. Tfilois were instituted, as Rashi adds in, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah, but the institution was based on the korbonos hayoyim, the tmidim that get brought up on a daily basis. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Earlier on in the Perek, the Gemara clears a shaila. We all know that there's a din tashlumin by tefillah. A person misses a tefillah, the oynus will be shoygik. The halacha is that he can catch up, he can be mashlim his tefillah during the zman of the next tefillah. The Gemara, however, clears a shaila that perhaps this din of tashlumin only applies if the tefillah, at the time you're being mashlim your tefillah, is still during the same day that of the tefillah that you missed. Lamosho, a person misses Maariv, so he remembers at the time of Shachris the next morning. So then he can be mashlim his Tfilat Arvis during Shachris the next day, because Tfilat Shachris is still the same day as the Tfilat Arvis he missed. However, Kles the Gemara Shaila, Toh v'lo yisalol mincha. What if a person, by mistake, didn't daven mincha, which is, we all know, is the last Tfilat of the day? Ma'u she'yisalol arvis tayim. Can he be mashlim with Tfilat Mincha by davening twice Ma'ariv the next evening, the following Tfilat? Says the Gemara, Im Tzaloi Ma'im, if you're going to tell me that Tov le'yisalol arvis and Tzaloi Shachris tayim, that if a person misses Ma'ariv, he can be mashlim with Shachris, Mishum dechad yoimu, that's because Ma'ariv and Shachris are all within the same day. Dichsiva yere v'ayvoike yemechot. Aval hoche tfilo ben mokhin korban, says the Gemara. However, when we're talking of hoche, meaning when we're talking about someone who missed mincha, and our nitnis can he be mashlim be shas mairiv, he is a tfilo ben mokhin korban. Tfilo represent our korbanos, and we have a klal in korbanos v'kiven the ovar yoimoi bottle korbanos. The klal of korbanos is I can't bring yesterday's korban today. I can't bring today's korban tomorrow. Every korban has its man. So we made a tainus to Gemara that perhaps to bring a korban to daven meiriv as a replacement for the korban of mincha, that's already ovas manu. And ovas manu bottle korbanos, ovas yoimoi bottle korbanos. Oidilma says Gemara, perhaps no. Kiven this looser rachmi, he since davening is basically asking for rachmi. Kol emes the boyer master also whenever he wants. Kol emes the boyer master also whenever he wants to come daven, and therefore he can be master even missed mincha at the next matter. That's the shail of the Gemara. But the simple question here is that as we've learned, there's a machlokes in the Gemara what tefillah is. Is tefillah an institution of the avos? Tefillah is avos tiknum. Oh, is tefillah connected to mincha? It's a machlokes in Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So what? Why does the Gemara here in Amud Aleph take on as a davar poshut that tefillah connected korbanos, and because it's tefillah connected korban, therefore the Gemara got sad to say that ovas mani bottle korbanos, since by the time it comes to Meiriv it's already the commencement of a new day. Therefore, I've lost perhaps my chance of being master na mincha. Who said tefillah is a korban? Chamachlokes in the Gemara. Perhaps tefillah is ovas tiknum. So in order to understand this piece of Gemara, I want to just tell you over a piece of Gemara at the end of the sugya, and perhaps we'll see two mahalchim in the Gemara, which will answer this question. The Gemara, as we learned, the Gemara brings a machlokes in Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds tefillah ovis tiknum, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds tefillah kneged minin tiknum. Of them fresh the Gemara akasha from a brayser. There's a brayser which seems to imply lehedia, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi's opinion, that tefillah is kneged tmidin tiknum, and not like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, who says tefillah is ovos tiknum. What's our raya? Because the brayser says mefurish. Mipnei ma omru tefillah sashacha ad chatzois. The Gemara asks, why is it the shachris is limited to chatzois? Answers the brayser, Shari tomid shol shacha korav oilech ad chatzois, because the korban tomid of the morning, the daily korban tomid, could be brought up to chatzois. Therefore, shachris is to chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Korban Tomid can only be brought up ad arba shoyes, and therefore shachris can only be ad arba shoyes. Why is tefillah mincha ad o'erev, says the Braisa? Why does mincha get davened till shki or nach? The answer is, says the Braisa, because Tomid shel bein arbaim was brought till shki or nach. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. You can only bring Tomid shel bein arbaim to plaga mincha, and therefore you can only have mincha to plaga mincha. The Koshka Pshat is, why did Chazal say Tfilas Erev can be davened the whole night? Shari Eivorim Upedorim, the various limbs of Korbanos Hayom, Shalein Yitzakel Be'erev, Kreivim Be'Hulchim Kol HaLaila. So we see that the time limitations of Tfilas are modeled on Korbanos. And that's the Chayra Raya to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. So Frek the Gemara said, Kashan Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, Tfilas Ovois Tiknum. And here the Braisa clearly indicates that tefillahs are kineged tmida. So the Gemara answers, Omer lecha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Le'olam eim lecha tefillahs ovos tiknum. It's true, I still maintain my opinion, tefillahs ovos tiknum. But nevertheless, says the Gemara, Ve'at mechinu rabbonon akorbonis. However, it was husmach, it was modeled similarly to korbon. So this Gemara presents us with a problem. Because if Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that tefillah is ovos tiknum, but as mechinu rabbonon akorbanos, so what's his disagreement with Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Rabbi Shua ben Levi said tefillahs were misukin keneged tmidin. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanina seems to have disagreed, as the Gemara starts off saying, tefillah is ovos tiknum. So what's he gained by saying, no, I also agree to you, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so what's the machlokes here? And the klal, what does it mean? Tfilis oves tiknum vas mechinu rabon na korbon. So this morning we're going to learn two mahalchim from the Rishonim to understand this Gemara. The Ritva says a very interesting chat. Ritva says, of course it's true, tfilis oves tiknum. However, vadai ho oves tiknum. That's true. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds it was mesukin, it was instituted by the oves. Aval mikol makoim, mipnei takonosom lohoyinu mechuyovim loimrom. Just because Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov instituted Shachris Mincha Meiriv doesn't yet oblige every year to daven Shachris Mincha Meiriv. The Osu Rabbonon va'asmechinu akorbonos. The Rabbonon came and were masmechit on korbonos kedei sheyiyu choyva. In order that one should be obliged, just like we are mechuyev to bring korbonos on a daily basis. So too, the Rabbanon said, a Yid is obliged to say those tefillahs that were instituted by Avraham for the Yaakov, just like a person is obliged, there's not Shvitz Mikdash Kayim, to bring Korban. So we learn from the Ritva that the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, and Rabbi Shimon Levi is, what is a tefillah? We're not talking about what obliges us to say a tefillah. When we got a machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Eid, Rabbi Yossi Chanina, whether tefillah is always tiknum, or tefillah is connected to midin tiknum, we're not discussing now what obliges us to say davening. Because everyone agrees that the obligation to daven is sought from korban. The shayla is, what is a tefillah? What is a tefillah? So Rabbi Yossi Chanina says, a tefillah is an institution of the Ovis. A tefillah, when a Yid stands and says the Shemoneh Esrei, what he's saying is something that was instituted by Avraham for the Yaakov. That's the chesed of a tefillah according to Rabbi Yossi Chanina. According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the chesed of a tefillah is a korban. It's a hakrovat korban. What I'm doing here is I'm bringing a korban. That is the chesed of a tefillah. The machlokes is how to define a tefillah. Rabbi Yossi Chanina says the tefillah is always tiknum chzog iba. I say over something that my obis will misakim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, what I'm doing is I'm being makir the korban. Now, why am I obliged to say those tefillos? Those states in Maskonas HaGemorah, my obligation comes because as mechinu rabbanu korbanos. Even if Rabbi Shua ben Chanina, I may be saying something which the obvious will misaskin, but why do I have to say it? That's as mechinu rabbanu korbanos. And the havan of that is because soft, even if Rabbi Shua ben Chanina, it could be that what I'm saying over the chetz of the tefillah. Is taka always tiknu chzog iba azach was to over some misakin given, but lemaisa it's a maisa avoida by saying it over and being over the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore that maisa avoida takes on the parameters of korbanos. As mechinu rabbanu korbanos, and korbanos have times, and since korbanos have times, therefore, and guided by the times, my chiyuv, my obligation is guided by the times of korbanos. So getting back to our original Gemara, the Gemara has a shaila. Someone forgot to daven mincha. Can he be mashen b'mamayir, or can he not be mashen b'mamayir? So the Gemara has a tzad to say, you can't be mashen b'mamayir. Why? Because tefillah is a chakov. Hocha, says the Loshna Gemara, hocha tefillah b'mochim korbani, v'kivin do'ovayoy mo'i botol korbonoi. So we ask, what do you mean tefillah b'mochim korbani? It's a machlokes, whether tefillah b'mochim korbani or tefillah is not b'mochim korbani. The Torah says as well. Here we're talking about being mashlim b'tefillah. Which means, we're not talking about somebody, whether somebody is allowed to say Tfilas Arvis twice or not allowed to. That's not the issue here. The issue is, can I be Yotze Maichiyu Tfilah? I missed the Tfilah. Yid is Mechuyu to daven three times a day. And now the issue is, can I be Mashli Maichoyvas Tfilah? My Choyvas Tfilas Mincha that I missed? Can I be Mashli mit by Meiris? Now we learned that even the contribution of Chanina holds tefillah is over a tiknum. The chetz of the tefillah taka is tefillah over tiknum. But the choivas tefillah got to be modeled according to Gidra Korbonis. As we said, the maisa tefillah is the maisa avoida. And therefore says the Gemara, if I'm not going to be able to bring a korban in such a situation, because ovas mamay bottle korbonoi, then perhaps you can say the tefillah. You'll be saying something that over a tiknum. But choivas tefillah that's nishuetzah zayin, and the chiddush of tashlumin is not just that I can say a tefillah, that I can be yoytze my choivas tefillah. So therefore, says the Gemara, for that I need to have it should be similar to gidrei korban, and perhaps if there's a klal of ovas mamay bottle korbanoi, therefore I can't be mashlim that sin. Faketon has to understand the other side of the Gemara. We're not going to go into this now. The second malach, which is a similar malach in the Gemara, is mevuah bedivrei horamla. Kiyodua, there's a big machlokes harishonim. Whether tefillah is a deoraisa, the choivas tefillah, is it a chiyuv deoraisa, or is it only a chiyuv de rabbanon? The Rambam's opinion is that choivas tefillah is a chiyuv deoraisa. And the Rambam has various rayas, but he's bothered by a Gemara. What bothers the Rambam? He's got a Gemara in Brachas Chavav on the base. The Gemara has a machlik. It's where the tefillah is avos tiknum, or tefillah is keneged midas tiknum. How does the Rambam understand such a Gemara? Tefillah is a deraita. It's nishka avos, or nish keneged midas. So listen to a Loshon HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. They're actually discussing the mitzvah say deraita of Krishna. At the end of that mitzvah, the Rambam deviates. He brings the mitzvah ha'asiris ishetivonu likros kriya shma b'chol yoyim arvis v'shachar. Ve'loshto im ha'toisefta. So he brings the toisefta. Kishem shenosno toiro kva likrishma. Just like the toiro gives us time, there's a morning and an evening when one says shma, kach nosnu chachomim zman litfila. Equally, Chazal learns from that that tefillah also needs time. Kloima, says the Rambam Pshat, shezmanei hatfilo eino min ha-toyro. The times of tefillah aren't min ha-toyro. Just, the Tosefta says, just like we find in the Torah, there are times of Krishna, so to Chazal modeled that and made zmanim for tefillah. Omnom, says the Rambam, choyva sa tefillah asmo hi min ha-toyro. Of course, the obligation to daven on a daily basis min ha-toyro. As we've explained in Asei Hei, v'chachomim sidrul azmanim. Chazal were the ones who instituted the times to daven. V'zehu inyan omoram. And that's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachas Chavav on the basis of the Rambam. Tfilois keneget midim tiknum. Says the Rambam, when the Gemara says tfilois keneget midim tiknum, keloimar sidru zemaneho bizmanei hahakrod. Says the Rambam, our sugya Chavav on the base is not coming to discuss the basic institution of tefillah. Tefillah is min ha-Torah. But what the Gemara here is talking about is where do the times of tefillah come from? Where does money tefillah from? The Lechem Mishnah learns that when the Rambam here brings the Gemara of tefillah is keneget midin tiknum, the Rambam does not mean to side like Rabbi Shlomo Leib. And in fact, be'etzem, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that tefillah is always tiknum. And when the Gemara says tefillah is always tiknum, that makes it a deraisa. However, as mechinu rabon akarbon, it means that the time parameters that the Chazal gave us to tefillah, those are modeled on karbonis. As they state in Lechem Mishnah, Pshat in the Rambam, Kes Mishnah is differently, but as they state in Lechem Mishnah. That means that Lechem Mishnah is telling us that according to the Rambam, the Gemara means something else. When as they state in Tzlacha, Tzlacha is mechavim to this Rambam, Midatoi, that when the Gemara says, even according to Reis Rechanina, Tfil is always tiknum, that's mechin Rabban HaKarbonis, what the Gemara means is that Be'emes in the Alderech HaRitva, Be'emes in the Chetz of Tfil is taka always tiknum, Ich Zog Iber, what I'm saying is, I'm saying a takonas always. And Takonas Ovid is Mechayiv min HaTorah. However, the parameters of the Zmanei HaTfilah Nikva Pi Korbonis. But here we need to add something. Because we want to explain our Gemara. The Gemara says that perhaps you can't be Mashlim Tfilas HaMincha with two Meiriv because of Azmanei Bottle Korbonis. So we ask, how does Korbonis come in? Particularly according to Lechem Mishnah, we pass him that tefillah is always tiknum. And yet the Gemara is itself to say that perhaps since tefillah is a korban, therefore we should say ovas manoi bottle korban. Now here we're talking about tefillah tashlumin. Now beforehand we learned that tefillah tashlumin is not just there to allow us to say tefillah, but it's there to help us to fulfill our obligation in tefillah. But now we want to add something more than that. Not only does it help us to fulfill our obligation of tefillah, but in fact, when someone davens a tefillah tashlumin, it's considered a tefillah bizmano. Not only is it some a tefillah, but it's considered a tefillah. It's as if you davened your tefillah at the right time. That's the chiddush of tashlumin. The chiddush of tashlumin isn't just that I can daven or that I can fulfill my chiyuv with davening, but actually, it's as if I davened in the right appropriate time. Those who remember Perifilat HaShachar will know that the Gemara says Lehedi Nishtazot. The Gemara at the beginning of the Torah asks the kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tfilah ta shachar ad chatzos. You have to daven shachris. You've got a good few hours, but till chatzos, you're limited to chatzos. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? I've got a mafurish b'raisa, you can daven shachris the whole day. What's the b'raisa? A member from Rabbi Yochanan. Tov v'lo yisbal shachris. Why is it a person forgot and didn't daven shachris? So you can daven minchas twice. So you see, the shachris isn't limited to chatzos. That's why the Gemara kasha. Answer to Gemara. Kule yoime masle ba'ozel. Of course a person can daven shachris the whole day. However, ad chatzois yovel ischa tfilah bizmano. Till chatzois, then a person is considered to have davened at the right time. Mikan ve'elich, after chatzois, even though you can daven take two minchas to be masle mishachris, scha tfilah yovel, he'll receive or he'll be rewarded for having davened. However, it's not considered to have davened on time. And we're saying that Tfilas Tashlum is considered as if he davened on time. I want to tell you a murder yechidish from the Prisha. The Prisha is mechiach from the Rambam. So when the Gemara here says that it's not considered Tfilas Tashlum, he's referring in a very specific case. What makes the Prisha say this? The Prisha says like this. The Rambam passes halacha lemaisa like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that shachris can only be davened till arba shos. And the Rambam concludes, tfilas shachris can be davened till ad arba shos. And then the Rambam continues and says, and if you daven after arba shos, you get tchat tfilo, but you don't get tchat tfilo bizmano, because you've already overridden the time. The time was till arba shos. You've missed off matfilah. But till chatzos, you get tchat filah, but not tchat filah bizman. Says the Hilig Ibis Yosef, what's the Mekor of the Rambam? And the Rish says the same thing. The Mekor is Gemara. Just like according to the Rabbonon, the Gemara says that even though it's not tfilah shachris, it's till chatzos, but if you daven after chatzos, then of course you get tchat filah, at least tchat filah. So who has in the Kunt Rebbe Yehuda? If you daven shachris after Dalet Shos, if you're passing the Rebbe, you're meant to daven till Dalet Shos. If you daven shachris after Dalet Shos, you get tchat filah, not tchat filah bizman. However, the Beis Yosef is bothered, because we know that the klal is, according to the Rabbonon, a person davens shachris after chatzos. That means he's missed shachris, he wants to be mashlim by doing two minchas. The din is that only works if you are nena, if you by accident miss the shachris. If a person on purpose misses shachris, the halacha is he can't be mashlim. Chazal didn't allow us to be mashlim two tfilos. Two tfilas when we missed the first tfilah on purpose. So ibazoi, the same chesed should be according to Rabbi Yehuda. A person misses tfilah shachris on purpose till soft man tfilah, and then he wants to go and daven. The din would be he wouldn't get anything at all. He wouldn't be able to be mashlim his tfilah after dalet shos, because we're modeling ourselves on the Rabbonah. And just like according to the Rabbonah, you get chat tfilah because you were nenatul shoykeh, but maybe doesn't get chat tfilah. So who had in someone who was a contributor who missed the Dalet Shos line would only apply when you were then asking the Shoykik. And if you look in Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says Nefurish Nishta Zoi. The Rambam says Ovar v'leis Bala Dalet Shos. You daven after that and you get Chatzila. First of all, what do you mean Ovar? You have to specify it only if you were an Oyle for a Shoykik. If you were made, it's Nishta Zoi. Zok de Prisha in 7th Peter says the Prisha no. There's a big nafki minna between la'acha chatzos according to the Rabbonon and la'acha dalet shos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says like this: la'acha chatzos according to the Rabbonon, what we want to achieve is a schas tfilo bizman. We want to consider the tfilah tashlumin as if I davened it at an appropriate time. Now that appropriate time can only be achieved if it is man korban. So you've missed Zman Tomitzel Shachar, but you're going to say your tefillah Bizman Tomitzel Bein Arba'in. So that's the Zman Korban, davening after Chatzos. So since it's a Zman Korban, you achieve a Scha Tefillah Bizman. It's as if I daven the tefillah at its right time. I'm not sure whether he means at the right time, as if I daven this Zman Tomitzel Shachar, or he means that Al Kofonim, since you brought it Bizman, you davened it Bizman Hakrobat HaKorban. So Al Kofonim, it is an appropriate time. So you've davened it Tfilah Bizmano, but you've got a Tfilah Bizmano. Masha'ikin the Kuntur of Yehuda, if a person misses the deadline of Sofman Tfilah, Acha Dalet Shoyes, now that the Kuntur of Yehuda is not Zman Avos Korban anymore. Once you've missed the Dalet Shoyes, till you reach after Chatzos, then you haven't got Zman Avos Korban. So there we don't need to achieve a Schar Tfilah Bizmano. There we're just allowing him to daven a Tfilah. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is like this. That if you want to achieve a Schar Tfilah Bizmano, the Chazal only allowed you to do that if you're an owner of Shoigig. Mashaik in Rabbi Yehuda, he's not achieving a Schar Tfilah of his money, he just allows you to daven. Allows you to daven, he can do it if you're a Shoigig as well. You get a Schar Tfilah. Sorry. If he's a Shoigig, he's waiting after the same contribution. Even though the Gemara here says they get Schar Tfilah, but not Schar Tfilah Bizmano, that's only by a mezid. If a person's a shoygeg or an oynus, that means the sugyo tashnumin avad is a schar tefillah bizman. Memele, getting back to our piece of Gemara, we were wondering, the Gemara says here tefillah is can I get carbon, and the Gemara says tefillah is always tiknum. Teres is tishkastira. Avad is tefillah is always tiknum. The chetz of a tefillah is always tiknum. What we're trying to define now, whether I've got a schar tefillah bizmano, so I've got to have, it's got to fit somewhere in the parameters of carbonis, because there's mana at filler are modeled according to carbonis. And if there'll be a klal of ovaz mana gotel carbonis doshin is battle gevoron, there's mana carbon, perhaps I can't say my tefillah anymore to achieve a schar tefillah bizman. That's the discussion of the Gemara. So we've learned this morning al kaponim, both according to the Rishva and according to the Rambam. They're according to Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina, tefillah is always tikkun, means that the chetz of the tefillah, what we are saying is a tefillah is obvious. We're saying an institution of the obvious. The shayla is the dine atfila. The dine atfila are defined by korbanis. As mechim rabon korbanis. So whether the choivas atfila came about because of korbanis, or the zman atfila came about because of korbanis, as mechim rabon korbanis are because of alagaba the dine. Now there is actually a contradiction when you get to kriyas yamsuf about the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. On one hand, we know Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rebbe Shem told him that now is not the time. Now it's Ma Titzak Elai Lo Matne Shei Moshe Oimed Umispalo Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yeis Ato Laharach Vitzin, and now is not the time to daven. So it seems that Klal Yisrael were not really supposed to daven, and they weren't really answered. They weren't really, that means what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't a response to their tefillah. On the other hand, in davening we say, one of the yisoidos or emuna that Klal Yisrael were taught at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, amongst the others, is Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the cries of Klal Yisrael. So did he answer their cries or did he not answer the cries? So Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, the Chassad Zivroch, said, Amur Adigavot. So Rashi says that we started off. Rashi says, Tofsu umnes avoysam. He explained that Tafsu Umnes HaVoysam does not mean, Rashi is not coming to explain to us what made them daven. Rashi is coming to explain to us how they davened. What was the nature of their tefillah? And he explained like this. Imagine Moshe Umar of Adonai, someone comes, he has a request to make in front of the king. And he comes with a long, long, long list of explanations why he wants the thing and what he wants and how he wants it. And he comes in front of the king and he starts enumerating everything he's got written down on his paper. And after a minute or two, the king says, enough. I've worked out that you're the son of my very close friend. The son of my very close friend doesn't need any explanation. I'll give you everything you need. Tofsu umnes avoysam means that Klal Yisrael behaved in the same way as their forefathers. And that alone is a form of tefillah. Without having to say anything at all, just by being dovik b'darkei ovois, by saying over the same things that our ovois said, that alone is the greatest form of tefillah that a person can have. When the Rebbe of Golish Oisar, the Rebbe doesn't have to hear every word that he says. If he behaves and he shows that he's following the footsteps of his forefathers, then that alone is a form of tefillah. So on one hand, about the Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rebbe Shalom, Matitzak Elai, but that alone was answering the tefillah, because that alone was an expression of Tofsu Umnes HaVoysam. Klal Yisrael didn't just daven, but tefillah is ovois tiknum. they were just saying over the words of the forefathers. And saying over the words of the forefathers is the greatest school for Kabbalah for Tefillah. And perhaps that can be a chizuk for us, because a very interesting thing that the halacha is doch, as loy kivim ba'ovis loy yotzah, that when it comes to the first bracha of Shemina Esra, Kavon is ma'akif. And as the sotan normally works, it's the hardest bracha to be mechamed. Hardest bracha to be mechamed. Why is it? Because when it comes to panosah, gezunt, nachas, we have no problem being mechamed, because we need panosah, gezunt, nachas. But when it comes to the first bracha of Shemina Esra, it's very, very difficult to be mechamed, because there's nothing which we feel is relevant to us. But what we've learned this morning is tefillah is obvious tikkun means that the chesed of tefillah is saying over the words of the others, and that's the greatest powerful school that we have for Kabbalah tefillah. Because what we're saying is we are bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and when a yid says to the Rebbe we are bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Rebbe says mati tzakilai yichashenal talevigan, I'll be mesad everything. Bezchus that we should be zoicha that biglal obvious tishia bonim, and the Rebbe should bring us ala nisim. As if it's a fiancé, and it's just in the time she was able to be at the chef of the king of the hill of your name.
Amen.